Amazing. The only thing I have to say about the Buxton contract,
yes,
is that it had to be a difficult decision for the Twins. I wish there would have been a way to base the whole thing on incentives.
Yeah, well, that's
that doesn't
not
happen, does
happen.
It?
Actually, they played it pretty smart because they lowballed him originally with the $80 million mm-hmm. for 7 years, knowing that he wouldn't take that. But if they had immediately offered him $100, he would have wanted $120.
Right.
You know? So they lowballed him, made it sound like he got the, you know, the extra $20 million guaranteed, and got him up to 100, which apparently was the magic number for them. I think it's about as good as they could have done to get him signed.
Well, he can make the $100 million being Byron Buxton.
Yes, he can. Absolutely.
That's guaranteed.
Yes.
If he wants to make more,
yes,
he's got to play.
That's,
he's got to have plate appearances.
That's what I liked about the contract is he's got to play. Now, there's a lot of pressure on. What I don't like is the bonuses that are applied to MVP voting.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting a lot of pressure on Dan Hayes from The Athletic to vote him eighth to make him $2 million or something if he, you know, to vote him somewhere.
Right.
You're putting a lot of pressure on a hometown. I just threw his name out there. A hometown voter to, you know, put him on the ballot and help him make money. You know, you're not that anyone do this, but you're creating a situation for graft, you know what I'm
saying.
Well,
and I guess it has happened before where a hometown reporter didn't vote for someone and it cost them a few bucks, did it not? When your guy Lavelle didn't vote for Pedro.
No, that was Pedro. But, yeah, I don't know if it cost him bucks, but it did cost him the MVP trophy. Lavelle and George King. George King from the New York Post didn't vote for him because he didn't believe in voting for starting pitchers. Lavelle forgot. That's my theory. That's what which he's always denied,
right.
But I think he forgot. So
he can make a hell of a lot of money if
he
stays healthy.
Oh, he can do something. Yeah, he can, and he's got to be a good player. But, Joe, he has to apply the Ricey-Suchere plan for playing,
mm-hmm.
which is...
Feel all right?
Are you good enough to play?
Yeah.
I don't feel great. Are you good enough to
right.
play? Tell me you can't play, and I won't play you.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell me you can play, you're playing.
Right. And let's win today. I'm not worried about how you feel three games from now.
Yes. Doc Rock, it's a hard sell. I think more than anything, this team has got to adopt that philosophy of not going in begging players to take the day off.
God.
It's
drives me crazy.
You know, well, hell yeah, yeah. You got the sniffles. I heard you coughing. I don't think we'll play you today. You know, they have to come up with a new philosophy. This all started, by the way,
mm-hmm.
in 2000. His good year, the year he played was 2017, right? Wasn't that the year he was the Platinum Glove winner?
Yes.
2018, you have expectations for him. And they go to he's not hitting through the first weekend, and they go to Puerto Rico, and he gets a remember they were down there for a couple of days,
mm-hmm.
and he gets a migraine.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't like what they're seeing from him. So they put him on the disabled list with a headache.
Mm-hmm.
And then they send him to Fort Myers, where he basically, proving that he's not actually disabled, he's going to take BP for a while. And he fouls the ball off his foot and breaks his toe.
Mm-hmm.
And he should have never been put on the disabled list for having a headache. And even if he has had a history of those, and since then, he hasn't played. Barely's played. He's played 40. Since then, he's played 48% of the games.
How much angst was there at the highest echelon of the club?
I think
when it came to talking to the Polads about this.
I think a lot of the Jim Polad probably pushed this more than the two guys did, because I think he believed all the stuff about the credibility of the franchise is at stake here if you don't bring back
your best player.
But, you know, I got news for him. They're in enough trouble with the fans right now, not being on TV, having a terrible year, having a terrible product to sell. Major League Baseball is in its current state, and having plenty of competition, and having the downtown issues with some people. They're in enough trouble that Byron Buxton signing is not going to have a big impact one way or the other.
With baseball in the trouble that it's in, selling this product, where do you get the $100 million? You're taking a big bet there.
Yeah, they're still counting on their TV contracts to come through, I guess, the national TV contracts. The teams must have some kind of guarantee, but Reavers was just talking about it, and so was Judd. Max Scherzer, free agent with the Dodgers, 37 years old, had a good year, showing a little wear and tear at the end, I thought. $130 million for 3 years from the Mets.
I don't understand it. I'm sorry. I don't understand.
$43 million a year for a pitcher.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Who you're dedicated to not letting? I guess you're going to let him face the batting order a third time.
That would probably be for that much money.
They'll let him face.
What did Kaprizov sign for? The commie.
It was
$9 million a year.
Yeah,
chicken feed.
$50 million total.
Something like that. It was 45 over five, I believe.
Well, but he's been playing like it. I'll tell you that.
He's the reason Hartman's scoring goals because they're paying attention to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, plus he can set you up as well as anybody. He had a 4-point night the other night.
Yes, he's fine. I mean, he's...
And you know what he can do? Stuff. He can do stuff.
Oh, yes, he does.
He can do stuff.
And you know what else he's got on him? A big ass.
Yes, he does.
Which comes in handy in hockey.
Yep.
You get near the net, you got that big rump on you, man. Yep. That comes in handy.
Well, hey, they're playing well. Wow, are they playing
they're good.
Well.
Pat,
they're good.
Back to the TV contract with baseball. Because I know basically half the outlets that people have in this state, they can't get Bally Sports North.
But
does that affect?
I think it's the national stuff that they must expect ESPN and Fox and TBS to re-up again at
whatever they were paying.
But I don't know why. Their ratings are miserable. If those contracts start leaking, oof. I don't know where the money's coming from. The Mets thing, it's an ego thing by the owner, Cohen. Mm-hmm. He's got independent wealth, obviously. I think he paid $2 billion for the franchise.
Whew.
So, I'd say one more thing on them. They just, if the Ivy League and pseudo Ivy League geniuses continue their dedicated effort to ruin the game, I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, if you're going to not have a starting pitcher, if you're going to devalue, I mean, it's hard to say when a guy day that a starting pitcher gets $130 million for 3 years. But if you, part of the appeal of this game for my entire life has been who's starting tonight instead of what difference does it make?
Right.
You know? It's
let me tell you something. Simple things have been brought into play. Tom Kelly came up with the idea that to speed up at bats, you ban Velcro.
Yes, right.
And he was serious.
Yes, he was.
Ban Velcro. Yeah. You came up with the answer to baseball's malaise about 3 weeks ago. You cannot work in baseball if you went to college. I'm serious.
And,
you were serious.
And yes, I was. And certain colleges.
Right.
Mankato State, yes.
Yeah. We're good. We're good.
I'm not even sure I count that.
A sports management degree from Mankato State does not disqualify you.
You don't get to go to Yale.
No, God, no. Nothing. Or schools that think they're Yale.
Right.
Haverford.
Yeah.
Our guys are from Trinity. Our two leading guys.
I fire them today.
Trinity and Hartford, Connecticut, one of the little three, which is the pseudo Ivy little conference.
Right, right.
And Haverford.
Right.
You know who else is from Haverford? The new president of the University of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's a Haverford
girl. To work in baseball, you got to be a fat guy, chew tobacco, and barely acquired a high school degree.
That's right. We were all better off when Brof was running baseball.
That's right. That's right.
Because we were all better off when when you had George Brophy screaming obscenities at an agent and slamming down and telling him how horse bleep he was and slamming down the phone.
That's it.
Is that when he was saying, oh, he's just on the phone
Boris,
with his wife?
Yeah, that's when Rand said, when the young new employee said, is Mr. Brophy okay? And Rand said, oh, he's just talking to his wife. And there was about six people in the office then, too, you know. And the other, my favorite is Rand's telling the story about Ruthie was the secretary, right? Ruthie was a family member who was some cousin or something.
Okay.
Who came with him from Washington. Yeah. Ruthie Harbison. And Ruthie used to come in and take shorthand and then type stuff up from Rancy. And Lucky would come with her, the dog, and the dog would sit in one chair and Ruthie would sit in the other. Lucky was a constant companion in the office, So, it's changed. But I don't know what they're going to do. Honest to God, this postseason just, I couldn't watch a lot of times. I could not watch.
They made it, the game. They made your work.
Huh? Late the game and the pitching changes and for no reason and... You're the L.A. Dodgers. You got a payroll of $200 and some million, and Roberts is popping out of the dugout every four guys to replace him. They're using openers in the World Series with a $250 million payroll. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with themselves. But
what do you mean they're using openers?
The guy who's only going to pitch the first inning or maybe the second, they call him the opener.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Tampa started this in about 2017, and we thought it was the most novel. It was going to be their fifth starter was going to be an opener.
Mm-hmm.
And I went up to write a piece about it in spring training. I think it was 16. And this novel concept of not having a starter. Now it's a novel concept to have more than three starters, mm-hmm.
By the way, I make to motion that when we do a team's yearbook, that only comes out right before the season starts, correct? We don't do an end of season recap handbook for given teams, do we?
No, I don't think so.
Because if we do, I think the team photo for the Vikings 2021 season has to be Kirk Cousins lined up under the guard mm-hmm. in the final or one of the most important plays of the season.
Well, one guy over there.
I was saying today, I'll be dead. There'll be a new generation of Viking fans, and there'll still be Grandpa saying, and he'll be bad-mouthing some quarterback, and Grandpa will say, well, at least he doesn't line up behind the guard like Cousins used to.
On fourth down in a crucial game against the 49ers.
Yes, down near the goal line.
The elephant in the room's got to be Dalvin Cook, though. If he's done, they got no shot.
Well, he's not good. He's got a torn labrum.
Right. Well, you can't play with that.
No, he'll probably miss most of the year. Yeah, they need him, but, the Everson Griffin breakdown was a little frightening.
That's an odd story.
But
he didn't play Sunday.
No.
Oh, God, he won't play again. Maybe ever. He might be institutionalized. But, if you've seen the video, it's like frightening as hell. Mm-hmm. But in there, he throws in the fact that his good friend Dalvin Cook helped him get the gun.
Oh, that's good.
And Dalvin, the next day, made a point of saying, I did not have anything to do with getting him the gun that he was flashing around in the video.
You know, we've had a few situations this year. Are we kind of turning back into the old Vikings of yesteryear?
Yeah, well, this one was too frightening to laugh about. But
that's
true.
This young
fella has some problems.
Yeah, he does. The second time that's happened, it happened again in 19. Not this bad, though, that he...
Was he threatening to kill somebody?
Himself, I think. It was basically... I don't know if he ever threatened that, but he had the gun and it was waving it near his head and stuff like that in the video.
Did the coppers talk him down?
Yeah, the Vikings sent their psychiatric team out there and the cops were there and the squad was there and they got him to come out, but he was this took on overnight. I think it was into the morning Wednesday before he came out. He's former guest on the...
That's true, on the Ride with Royce.
Wasn't very good.
No, he was not. He didn't have a lot to say.
No, he didn't. He didn't. He did not. Did not tell stories that you'd like him to tell. But he was, you know, he was playing really good until they started playing him every play, right?
Yeah.
And then he wasn't doing quite as well. But it's unfortunate.
Is any of this thought to be CTE?
Well, they'll be. You can't check, unfortunately. You can... Not until you're dead. Yeah. But he'd be a little young to have the signs showing, but he's played a lot of football, so I don't know.
College.
You know,
USC.
He was
USC. Yep.
He was a little crazy in college too, and he that's why he fell down to the fourth round, and then Vikings got fourth round,
yep.
right? Vikings got him there, and then he got arrested, he had two run-ins with the cops between the time
he was drafted.
And the time they had minicamp, I think. So he had a little, but then he kind of straightened out and had a hell of a career here. So, and Zim loved him, obviously. Zim brought him back again. So they have none of their defensive line remaining, though, right?
Well, if Tomlinson comes back, which I think he's supposed to. He would be a starter.
Is he a COVID or an injury?
I can't remember. I can't remember if it was COVID or injury. I'm not sure.
Pierce is looking like he's going to turn into the Buxton of the Vikings. He didn't play last year because he was afraid of COVID, and this year
But the good news is injured. You get the slump buster known as the Detroit Lions.
Yeah,
next
but
week.
Before that, you get the Isn't the Pittsburgh this week?
No,
Detroit. Pittsburgh's Detroit. 2 weeks.
At Detroit, noon Sunday.
Pittsburgh is horrible.
They are not good.
Ben Roethlisberger should do everyone
you
a favor.
See the way the poor Lions lost on Thanksgiving.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable. It really was just sad.
It was. It was incredible.
And all I kept thinking
is... you're sitting there watching saying, how are they going to lose this?
Yeah.
Well, because you knew they were going to find a way. But all I kept thinking was...
just got ejected.
I'm thinking a Detroit down in Super
How about this Campbell, Joe, who came in and was what they were going to eat their young to win football
yes,
games,
they were.
Right? I mean, he was one of these fired up, crazy guys. And I got to think he's 12 years older than he was when the season started, and just beaten down. They could go, they got a tie now, so. I guess 0-16-1 would be better than 0-16, right?
So, is it? Yeah, I guess it would be better.
I mean 0-17.
Well, they've got
they
a tie.
Already have an 0-16.
They got a tie.
Okay.
They got a tie, but they were 0-16. They were the first 0-16 team ever with the Rod Marinelli was the head coach. It's unbelievable how they can figure it out. But, yeah, I don't think the Vikings only have to get to 9. Hell, 8 might get them in this division. But they only have to get to 9, so they'll still make the playoffs. Pittsburgh, Detroit, and 2 games with Chicago. You got to win 3 of those, right?
Yes, you would think so.
Then they got to just figure out
what
one more.
What bowl will the Gophers end up in?
Well, they're probably 5th in the pecking order. Michigan, if they beat Iowa, which they will go to the playoff. And then Ohio State or Michigan State will go to the Rose Bowl. Might be Michigan State because they haven't been there in a while, and they beat Ohio State. Then Ohio State will be next. Then Iowa would be next. So they'll probably be the 5th, whatever the 5th.
So Holiday Bowl maybe?
Well, they might get an Orange Bowl or something.
No,
right?
No,
there's no affiliation with the Big Ten.
No. But they might get the Holiday Bowl. That'd be okay.
Yeah.
Last time they were there, Coach Clay's game.
Beat
Washington State. Yep. And then got fired. Got fired for being fat.
Hey, they got the axe, though, baby.
Yeah.
We got the axe.
You were working overtime to stir up Gopher Nation.
No, gol dang it.
Gol dang it.
The tweet that started it that bad. It was not. It was just fun. The tweet that started it was, Gopher fans rush field to celebrate not winning Big Ten West, you know. What is wrong with that?
Nothing.
You know, you can send a smiley face or a finger or something
to me. And some did, yeah.
But Last I looked, there were 150 replies, all of them wishing me death.
I think part of it has to do with maybe your reputation.
That's true.
With Gopher Nation.
So then I had to bring up, because somebody said the flex live in your head rent-free, the old live in rent-free, they all think that's good. So I said, are you referring to Heather Fleck? The same person who sent out Instagram messages ripping the horrible fans after the Bowling Green game, and then had the cowards at Gopher Hole pull it down from their message. Is that who you're referring to? I said, no, I don't pay any attention to her. You know, so and then they went.
Did we get the run into the locker room again Wednesday?
Oh, I'm sure he's surfed.
Well, we spent a lot of time on the field, though. So
I'm surprised he didn't crowd surf the fans for like 80 yards
and help tear the goalpost down.
But I think the jump around thing was kind of funny.
Yeah,
don't you?
Yeah,
yeah.
I thought
they were
it was
doing the Wisconsin thing, but this was a decent Wisconsin team. Now, this was not like you're knocking off. I know you haven't beaten them very often, but this wasn't like you were knocking off some Goliath. This isn't like beating Ohio State at home or something. Wisconsin, they'd won seven in a row, but they haven't been really good since Jonathan Taylor came in here and beat them in 18. You know, last year they were bad, and they're not.
How were they in the Russell Wilson years?
They went to Rose Bowl but got beat.
That's right.
Right? They went to Rose Bowl and got beat. They shouldn't have gotten beat. Russell wasn't as good as he usually was. But Russell was a tough adjustment for Wisconsin as a quarterback because he was good. Yeah. The rest of their quarterbacks, this guy's terrible. This guy, I think, was a five-star.
Oh, I know what I was going to ask you. How can this Tanner
coming
Moore?
Back again.
What's he, 90 years old?
Yes, it's year
what
six.
What is this?
Year six.
How did
you
this happen?
You get a free COVID year.
You get a free COVID year, COVID so that's year. 5 years.
Well, he was redshirted, I think, right? Was he redshirted?
He redshirted at Western Michigan, right?
He could play here so long that nobody wanted him for the draft.
Did he never play there? Because he transferred from
here.
There. Okay.
I didn't know. I don't think he... I think he was going to go there, and then he came here.
Okay.
I don't think he was ever there.
Okay.
But so he gets a redshirt year, but then he gets – so then he's got 4 years, but then he gets the COVID year.
Okay.
So that's 6 years. They had a tackle this year who didn't play as much as they thought he was going to, Joe. This was his seventh season. This was because he had redshirt year, COVID year, injury year.
Now, does Morgan have the option of not returning next year?
Well, yes. He could enter the transfer portal. He could say, I graduated 2 years ago, and it's time to get on with my life.
In fact, Zach Anikstad just announced that he is entering the transfer portal.
After waiting 3 years, he is.
Would he be drafted?
Oh, God, no.
No.
But the Gopher fans have greeted this news like, Ricey just sent out a tweet. They're ripping the hell out of him. A lot of them, everybody likes him as a guy. He lost his dad and seems like a real sharp kid. But I really think it's time to move on and get a more athletic quarterback. You know, because as much as they like to run a ball and they got that run option thing, they need a quarterback who can run. Mm-hmm. And they don't, and this guy is not it. So, but, yeah. He's got Fleck in a box because you just beat Wisconsin and celebrated him, and now the kid announces it basically the next day. The Fleck can't come out and say, we don't want you. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't know. It is a weird – this whole free COVID year deal is – you know, they got a lot of guys who are seniors – who can probably figure out a way to, who are already fifth-year seniors, who can probably figure out a way to come back again, just like him, because of the COVID. So
they're done now.
Get on with your lives. You know, one of my favorite columns I ever wrote, which almost got me fired by Roger Parkinson, was when the we had the sports festival.
I'm trying to think of the one that did get me fired.
You just wouldn't get on board with the new dome, damn it.
I guess not, yeah.
But the Olympic Festival was here. Remember that thing?
Yeah.
All these idiotic sports. And there were the gold medal sponsors. And this is 91. And one of the main sponsors, maybe for $250,000, was the Star Tribune, mm-hmm. back when they had money. And I went around, and we covered it like it meant something, you know.
Yeah.
And in fact, I went to Oklahoma City the year before it to build up the—
to see how they did.
I had to go for a week, and Jay Wiener went for a week, and I came back saying, that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I'm out doing a column on some Minnesota girl that's playing team handball or something, which isn't even a sport. And so basically, the last Saturday, I wrote a column saying, go forget this stuff. Mm-hmm. Forget this team handball. Forget all these other dumbass sports, you know. Go get a job. You got a college education now. America could use you in the workforce type of thing. Go get a job. They went crazy. They went crazy, including the Star Tribune editors, who I'm still surprised ran it, but they did. So,
by the way, I think I had news on flex quarterback position possibly for next year.
We need some quarterbacks coming in here. Well, we got one. Vic Veramontes. This guy's unbelievable.
Yeah, right. Remember that? The hype surrounding
Vic? Vic ended
never heard
up,
of him.
Vic came in. He was a junior college transfer. Was it his first year?
I think so. It was early in the Fleck tenure.
Well, it was. I think it might have been his first year because they were hard up for quarterbacks because Seth Green was the only guy they had back, and they didn't think he could play quarterback. And they got Vic, was a junior college player from California, and he was going to Vic Veramontes and then go for a hole at all these websites. Vic, we got our quarterback.
California kid.
He ended up transferring to become a linebacker at some school. Did he play like one?
Yeah, I don't think he had a very long run.
One or two series and threw the ball all over the, you know, threw the ball around like a drunken sailor. And that was it for Vic.
But the reason it got our attention.
I think it was the spring game where he played.
Oh, I think you might be right.
People in the stands were ducking when he threw. You know?
Well, the reason it got our attention, Joe, is because Fleck had made a hype video surrounding which I captured that audio. Yeah. Vic Veramontes, he was going to be the next savior for Gopher football.
Yeah. I couldn't let up on that one either, Vic. Time to put in Vic Veramonte. Oh, wait, that's right.
By the way,
playing linebacker.
Jason Stark just tweeted this out, Patrick. 16 minutes ago, you were talking about the Max Scherzer contract. Max Scherzer's annual salary 2022, 23, and 24, $43.3 million.
So it's evenly distributed. Huh?
Correct. Next year's Cleveland Guardians opening day payroll in 2021 is $43.2 million.
Really?
Scherzer's going to make more than Cleveland.
Well, we don't know for sure.
Well, true. But it stands right now.
Yeah, wow. But they're selling a lot of Guardians T-shirts. Sure.
This is the Mets did this.
The Mets, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So you got a sport, by the way, sports in general here. You got a sport that feels like Cleveland is forced to change their nickname, Indians,
right,
to Guardians.
Right.
But you got the Braves
mm-hmm.
winning the World Series and Tomahawk chanting with the organist or the music helping them out.
Yep.
And then you got the Chiefs doing the same. What is our standard here? Is it just whether it is the conscience of the individual team rather than the leagues involved?
Well, they long ago got rid of the cartoon caricature of the laughing Indian.
Yes, they did. Yeah, Chief Wahoo.
Chief Wahoo. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But apparently that I don't know who the Cleveland ownership is.
Are we going to have to edit Major League? That's the question.
Oh, you couldn't make it today.
Oh, wow.
It's like
Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles. You couldn't make it.
Yes, that's true.
Are you on Omicron?
Very nervous.
Are you?
I wasn't. Delta? I figured, what the hell? Yeah. I fly Delta.
Yeah.
I fly Delta.
You're
that,
cool with
that
Delta.
That doesn't bother me.
That's nothing.
Delta. I mean, if I get it, I get it. But yeah. It's Delta. It doesn't scare you, but Omicron!
Omicron!
Omicron! God almighty!
Run for the hills.
Run for the hills. Run for the hills. Omicron, somebody said it's part of the Greek alphabet.
I'm sure
BS. Yeah. I never saw that. By the way, what do the Greeks have to do with it anyway? It started in China. But... yeah, Omicron. I think it's trying to get more people vaccinated because Delta didn't scare them. The name didn't scare them. Omicron, you know what you're going to have?
It's not even capitalized.
You're going to have like 12-year-old kids coming who watched the Transformers, who'd watched growing up with the Transformers and stuff. Hey, Omicron is the bad guy.
You got to watch out for Omicron.
I want a vaccine. I want
they got lasers.
Yeah, they do. Omicron, my ass.
It is amazing.
Why don't they call them 1, 2, and 3?
Or how about not anything and don't worry about it? It's going to be here forever.
It looks like it.
What are you going to do?
It is a crafty virus, man. Yeah. I said today, I want another vaccination.
I know.
I don't care if it's penicillin for syphilis or something. I want something. I got the booster. I don't feel like, now that Omicron is with us, I want something else.
Give me another one.
I don't, you know, I've had Pfizer. I'm going to go get a Moderna. Can I get a Moderna?
You can mix and match now.
Yeah, right. They let you do it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Because we're just throwing darts now anyway.
Yeah.
Gary Fasching, the St. John's coach, last Saturday
he unfortunately eliminated St. John's.
You need to be on your mic, sir.
A week ago.
Yep, there we go.
A week ago.
He unfortunately eliminated St. John's.
A week ago, St. John's was won. Well, not this Saturday,
right,
but the Saturday before.
By a point.
And he wasn't feeling great, and his wife had worked at Monticello High School and had tested positive for coronavirus or whatever we dealt with, whichever one, I don't know. And so they stayed away from each other for a couple of weeks, you know, in the house. And then on Sunday, he wasn't feeling good. And she got out of quarantine like on Friday or Saturday. And on Sunday, he wasn't feeling good. And went in and got tested, and he had it. And he was out of action all week, and really, really not good shape the middle of the week. So, you know, he's like late 50s, I think, and good shape, and you know, but he was sicker than hell.
Would he be an example though of someone for whom the vaccine prevented serious illness?
Could be,
yeah.
Could be. Although he did get pretty sick, so.
But he didn't go to the hospital.
No, I'm not sure about that.
All right.
And but you know, it's a tricky virus, right? If you're around it, what do they say? You're only 45% actually immune or mm-hmm. something.
Unless you're Aaron Rodgers, then you're completely immunized.
Yes, you are. And now he's really trying to make us feel sorry for him because he's been playing all year with a broken toe.
He took his sock off during a press conference.
It was from working out. It was just from working out on his own when he had to quarantine.
Okay.
I think it was. And then he dropped a weight on his toe or something. They're better than I thought they were, though.
The Packers?
They put up some points, and they're
you know who is not as good as I thought they were? The Rams.
No. They also, I heard someone commenting on it last night that actually watches NFL and knows what they're talking about, is instead of coming in and going after Rodgers with his bad toe, they tried to play this two deep safeties, and he just picked them apart. So
you know who might be the best team in football? Your New England Patriots.
That guy's so smart.
They are good.
I can't stand him, but man alive, is he smart. Belichick.
Yes, he is.
They've won 6 in a row, and they're killing in a league where every game's decided by 7 or less. They're killing mm-hmm. everybody.
And if you look back, they hung tight with the Cowboys early before they started to figure things out.
Yeah.
They could have won that game, and they'd have the best record in football right
now. You know what I could do if I go over here? I could just bring this with me.
There you go.
Yeah. You know what else he's done? When you get to a certain point like you're a linebacker or something and he likes you, he won't pay you. You know, he'll let you go.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's got about three of those guys back for about one-third of the price that they wanted when he...
When they went and signed with somebody else.
He takes them back, and they all know the system. You do that. I mean, his original collection of linebackers then, Vrabel and those guys, they were the same guys for like 8 years. They were like Bud's guys. They were this. He never changed the guys. By the way, let me give it an accolade to Bud.
All right.
Yesterday, we got to see a team kneel down to end the game, the Rams, right? Two kneel downs. I mean, the
49ers.
49ers. Two kneel downs.
Mm-hmm.
Bud's plan, if you don't make a yard, it's driving him crazy, the kneel downs. He can't stand them. If you don't make a yard, the clock stops.
Mm.
I think it's a great idea. Mm-hmm.
I do too.
You know, because you got to, you know, the.
Well, it creates.
When you sit there all afternoon for 3 hours,
yeah.
And then you use your last time out, the 2 minute, after the 2 minute warning, you get to see guys kneel down three times. It's stupid.
It would create the anything could happen moment.
Yes, it would. It would give you, you keep that last 2 minutes alive, you know. If I'm watching a game on TV and I see him kneel down, I head out and do something else, you know.
I'll give my accolade
case,
to Lee
go
Elder.
To the men's room, but what?
Hey, let's give one to Lee Elder.
Yeah, nice guy. I talked.
Died
to
in the what? Late 80s. He died yesterday.
Was he that late?
I think it was 87.
Really? Yeah. They had him at Augusta 1 year. I was down there, and we all talked to him, and he was a really good guy. And you know, first black guy to ever play there.
And I watched a video of Tiger hitting wedge shots.
Mm-hmm. And you bring up Tiger, and Tiger's always been really nice to. Lee Elder and Charlie Sifford and those guys, the pioneers. But I was there when Tiger won it. I wasn't there, I don't think, when he was an amateur, but when he won it as a...
97
as a pro. And I was in that 100% white crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And... they were having a real hard time applauding.
Really?
When he started making his birdies. Some of those back holes, yes. They
really?
Were, there was now...
See, I always remember him just being adored.
Well, that became the case.
Yeah.
I think the crowd changed some. People, you know, and he was so damn good. He became an incredible celebrity. But I remember a few times I followed him around in a practice round. I remember one day, and he'd hit one about 8 feet on 12, and they go,
ooh.
You know, everybody. I never heard any slurs or anything.
Right.
I just didn't hear a lot of enthusiasm the first couple of days. What I remember the most about that first year he was there, though, he shot 40 on the front.
Yeah.
And he ended up winning by 12.
Right.
After he shot 40 on the front, we were saying, God, all this BS, he's not even going to make the cut. He shot 30 on the back. And ended up running away from it.
You know what?
Greatest athlete in his sport I have ever covered.
Oh yeah,
covered.
You know what? I didn't pay any attention to the match.
What was that?
Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau.
I didn't even know they had
staged one of those Vegas deals. I don't even know who won. It was a 12-hole match in Vegas on Friday.
So it was so is there a chance this whole feud was made up to get the national TV?
It's a plausible wonder.
Yes, it is.
I forgot all about it. I didn't watch any of it.
I remember Tiger playing some matches at midnight.
Brooks Koepka defeated Bryson in Las Vegas in the match.
And, I think it was a 12-hole match.
Why did they only play 12?
I don't know.
Four-time major winner Koepka needed just nine of the 12-hole competition, winning 4-3 at the Wynn Golf
match
Club
play.
In Las Vegas.
Wynn match Golf Course. They probably got what? $3 million apiece,
at least. I bet.
Yeah. You know, neither of them are terribly appealing guys.
No, I was not interested.
Mm-hmm.
Phil and Tiger, I remember watching that.
Yeah,
and even that was kind of a bust.
The one with lights.
Remember that one? That was in Bighorn in
California.
Wasn't
that when they played with Brady and Manning? Is that the one you're talking about?
No, that's a different one.
Oh.
When they played each other and under the lights.
Oh, okay.
Tiger did that about three times with different guys, didn't he?
Yeah.
And. That's where it was, Bighorn. And they had the lights. You know what? I wouldn't be good. playing with lights.
I'm not good in it when it's light out.
Having to find the ball with light. I'd have to give a lot of balls the, that one's lost.
That's gone.
Yeah, the woods look a little dark to find a golf ball in there. Not good with lights.
Well, you'd have to hit it straight for the lights to do you any good.
You know,
That's overrated. Usually,
Straight is overrated. That's true. That's true. All right. What else we got? We got, two big hockey events this weekend. The Wild beating the defending champs.
Yep.
Stanley, 2-2 tie, and then bango, Ryan Hartman.
Yep.
Unbelievable, whoever this guy is. Sid's great nephew, whatever he is. And then, I don't think it was an upset, but certainly in a turnaround of tradition in the Cake Eater tournament, which is what they call it, 12-year-old girls and under, Woodbury 7, Edina 1.
Wow.
Really? Host team. And this comes despite the fact...
You have a vested interest in that
club?
Yes,
I do. Yep. The 8-team bracket...
Mm-hmm.
Edina gave themselves like Faribault.
Oh, come on.
They set her up, and the Woodberries had to go through Andover, the rising powerhouse, and Minnetonka.
Oh, man.
To get to the final, and they beat them like a rented mule, 7-1. But I got to say one thing. It's not my granddaughter's okay. She's a defender who would rather move the puck forward than she's not much of a shooter, but she's okay. She's gotten really good compared to where she was.
Yeah.
But she got about 5 kids on that team that come into the net and show you the puck and take it away and shoot it in. And
really? How old?
12.
12?
It's amazing.
What's the other big hockey event this weekend? You said you
said the Wild.
The Wild winning.
Well, it's not this weekend.
No,
I thought you were talking about this coming weekend.
I said this week two big events.
So this kid, the Woodbury thing already happened.
This is a recap.
She was for years the bronze bomber, because every tournament they went to, they took third.
Yeah.
And then the next year she was the silver sidewinder because they finished second. But this was the first ever
gold
tournament, the championship team that she'd been on. Yes.
The Wild have Arizona tomorrow night, and the New Jersey's on Thursday
Arizona's
night.
Arizona's won 4 games, right. I believe.
And the hot Toronto club here on Saturday night.
What has happened to the Islanders, despite the fact that they're all sick? They've lost 8 in a row. Well,
I think it's because they're all sick.
They were supposed to be a powerhouse. Has Zach ruined that locker room, too? I wouldn't think he'd have enough influence to ruin that locker room. But anyway... You know what? You know what the best thing about the young lady playing 12-year-old hockey?
Hmm.
As you well know, having grandkids playing various sports, for a long time, you have to go out of grandfatherly,
I'll say.
You got to go out of grandfatherly.
You hear about it if you don't.
Obligation.
Yeah, yeah.
This is kind of fun now because they can do something.
Yeah, I like when they can do stuff.
You go watch them play at 9, and you got to tell them how good they were, and you're lying through your teeth.
Well, weren't you in a little trouble, though, Joe, when you went up to one of the umpires and said, hey, kid, move it along here. We got stuff to do here.
Oh, yeah. Well, that baseball drives you crazy because you got the 15-year-old umpire who's squeezing people.
I saw the 9-year-old's first game this summer.
Okay.
And they said, all right, you're playing right field. And she said, where's that? And he said, you go out and stand behind the first baseman. Yes. But that's what she literally did, right? This far from the first baseman, right behind him. Like she's in line at school.
Where's that?
My favorite was when I went to see my niece play. I don't think it was baseball. It was like 9-year-old baseball, 8-9-year-old baseball. And she was on third base, and nothing had occurred. And I looked, and she was sitting on the bench. Yeah. And I said, What happened there? And she said, I was hot. I was overheated. See, she left third base and sat on the bench.
Go sit in the shade.
She was having the vapors, man.
My favorite all time was a kid hit a ball that went into center field, and the hitter joined the other team to help find the ball. Just kept running over second to go out and look for it.
Well, the contest to see who can get to the ball first.
That's fun.
You know, my granddaughter was fairly fast, and she was playing baseball, you know, as a 6-7-year-old, and she would just race to where the ball was. And it was jumping in the pile to get the ball. It wasn't returning it to the infield.
Oh, that was the fun part.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
I was monitoring my 6-year-old this last summer, in which he was playing third base, and I heard him strike up a conversation with a kid on third base, mm-hmm. and it was, you know, he wasn't paying any attention. It was, "So what kind of ice cream do you like?" I said, Leland, you got to watch the batter so you don't get smoked by the ball, you know?
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's a chatty one.
Yeah, well, anyway, you know what? Hockey's an easier game for the kids to play at a young age, though, than like basketball or baseball. Baseball's too complicated.
Yes, it is.
All right, hey.
You got to go to the bank.
Go Wild. Bring on the Lions. Sign Buxton. That was okay.
You're very thorough, no problem. I think.
I think we're good.
All right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
The Canopy Group is an insurance agency that is unique by offering 16 carefully selected companies for home and auto insurance. Listen, this is the holiday season. Would you be satisfied if the only dessert you could have this year was fruitcake made by one person's fruitcake? Boy, that'd be terrible, wouldn't it? That's like having one agent representing one company as your insurance option. Meanwhile, your neighbor creates an exchange with 40 family members. They have a variety of desserts, fudge, cutouts, gingerbread, all that good stuff. The Canopy Group knows it is all about options. That's why their insurance agency offers these 16 companies. They have 40 licensed agents working behind the scenes to ensure you always have the best coverage at the best price. Remember, Canopy clients average savings annually is over $800. This holiday season, don't get stuck with the fruitcake. Get options with the Canopy Group. 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com.
Hey, GLers, it's Reavers here once again for Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. And as you've been hearing over the course of the last couple of months, Josh asks you one simple question, and that's always, do you know what you own? You see, Josh's clients, they always know what they own. And Josh has found that most people that he meets with every single day, well, they don't. They absolutely have no idea. Josh has also seen retirement portfolios that have a big percentage in bonds. And there are real instances of people paying more in commissions and fees than they can possibly make on the rate of return that those bonds currently yield. So Josh begs of you, know what you own. And you'll hear from Mr. Money Talk later today here in Garage Logic to give you a specialized report on the goings-on in the market today. Trust is often overused and it's even harder to find. Please, you can take it from me that you can trust Josh. So give him a call today for that free 48-minute financial consultation, and you do so by calling 952-925-5608. Once again, that's 952-925-5608 for Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold.
EcoFun has e-bikes in stock. And why is that important? Because every other bike retailer is out of stock and will not be getting new e-bikes until December or January. You can't even get one for Christmas from them. The weather is warming up, so if you are in the market for an e-bike, scooter, or ATV, go to EcoFun right now. EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Talk with Tim Bloom, the owner of EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Tim and his family will help you select the e-bike that is right for you, and they will deliver it to your front door in the metro area. Right now, EcoFun has Bentelli e-bikes and Yamaha Motor Assist bikes in stock. EcoFun also carries the full line of Yamaha scooters, motorcycles, and a wide variety of Yamaha ATVs, including ATVs for kids. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake and online at EcoFunMotorsports.com and tell Tim that old bicycler Patrick Racy sent you.